Thursday, as many as 3,000 visitors will take in spiders, praying mantises, and cockroaches at the 11th Insect Festival of Arkansas at the Pauline Whitaker Animal Center in Fayetteville. The Insect Festival requires as many as 70 volunteers for each edition and brings together entomologists from the University of Arkansas and from around the state. Don Steinkraus, a professor in the Department of Entomology at the U of A, has been with the festival since its first year, 1993. He says the first two festivals were held in Giffel's Auditorium in Old Main, but popularity mandated a change.
And they got outgrown very rapidly. We had no idea it'd be so successful. And the very first one, hundreds of people showed up at Giffel's. And it just was the traffic. You know how parking is on campus. To have lots of cars trying to park there and get in was very difficult. So then we moved it to the Union. Then we moved it to Barnhill. And we finally have settled on having it here in the Pauline Whitaker Arena.
Some of the top attractions from years past will be there again Thursday. Exotic insects from outside the region and many of the insects from the Ozarks will also be on display. While generally held for children, the Insect Festival rarely disappoints anybody of any age. Madagascar hissing cockroaches, black widows, and brown recluse spiders can get gas from just about everybody. And the few dangerous species are kept safely away from the curious.
We have an educational aspect of it where people will see these things alive and dead and be able to look at them and ask questions and learn about the insect world. So that's educational, but we also have a fun element where we have crafts and games for kids of all ages to participate. Like our cockroach races are particularly popular, where we have these large cockroaches that race down a racetrack and the kids can choose their favorites.
Don Steinkraus says for this 11th edition on Thursday, there was no problem filling the venue with plenty of things to see and do.
There will be a cotton patch where there's like ripe cotton and the kids will learn how cotton is ginned and the insect pests of cotton. And there will be the museum collection where we have all our exotic insects and people can learn a lot from experts about insects they might see or insects in the tropics. We'll have a honeybee apiculture display. We'll have a bee waggle dance where people can see a person doing the waggle dance. A special new thing this year is the insect theater.
Let's hear a big cheer for the maggot.
That's right. He said insect theater. Four times Thursday, entomology students in costume, spider, mosquito, stink bug, will help audiences understand the difference between complete and incomplete metamorphosis, understand the insect food chain, and identify parts of the insect body. A rehearsal last week indicated it's a high-energy affair and it's musical insect theater. Entomology students Bevan Williams and Daniel Keeler provide voice and fiddle to accompany Don Steinkraus on guitar. The insect cast, in vivid, oversized costumes, wants to explain more about the animals they portray. Brian Petty is a wasp.
They're normally not that aggressive. Most bees and wasps aren't unless you really make them angry. So they won't come hunt you down.
So you're basically a nice guy.
Yep. All right. Just misunderstood.
I'm Kelly Carruthers.
Ooh, you're a mantis?
Yeah, I'm a fierce praying mantis.
Okay, now I am fascinated by praying mantis.
Oh, so am I.
Okay. What fascinates you about them?
They're just really interesting. And I mean, they're predators, but they're not kind of the normal predators. And they're very camouflaged, so you can't really see them. And they don't move a whole lot. But, you know, when they do move, they strike and they attack. And it's really cool. And it's just... But they're really gentle, and, you know, if you pick them up, they can't really hurt you too bad. I've been bitten by one, but, like, I mean, it's not, they just, the little mouth parts pinch. It's not even a big deal.
The 11th Insect Festival of Arkansas is Thursday at the Pauline Whitaker Animal Science Center on Garland Avenue in Fayetteville. The event is free and open to everybody from 9 until 4. For more information, entomology.uark.edu. Are you a method actor? Do you have to think like a mosquito for a few hours before?
Yes, I do. I have to get in the zone. I twitch a little bit when I get caught in the web, so I got to be at one with the mosquito.
To hear more comments from the cast of Insect Theater, you can go online to OzarksAtLarge.com. This is Ozarks at Large.